104.7, Andy and Mel, 7:06. We're going to top out at 93 today. It is 67 right now. Okay, so where is it? Drink. I am not having a good week.
No, you are beating me. It's 6-2.
Yeah, I know.
In the drinking game.
So there is the anniversary of 9/11, obviously, is today. There's a casino in Idaho that's been offering a promotion that kind of, I don't know, doesn't feel quite right. Okay. Kind of like country songs after 9/11. They just didn't feel right. Felt like they were cashing in. Well, they're doing a thank you special at this casino in Idaho for cops, firefighters, EMTs, and members of the military. They can get a room for $91.11 and food vouchers for $9.11.
Interesting.
Yeah. Doesn't that feel a little...
Yeah, it does. Couldn't they just... Like, why did they have to make it that
amount? Why not do that on Veterans Day?
Yeah.
And why not just give it a cheap rate?
Yeah.
Instead of immortalizing it in the price.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't either.
I think it would have been fine if they would have just done, like, you know, $80 or something, you know?
Yeah. $90 room or $80 room.
Yeah.
You know, $9 food voucher.
Yeah. Instead of making it
$9.11.
I don't like that.
I don't either. I think it's really, really, really tacky.
It is, actually. I think I find it tacky as well. I don't like it.
Something really important we started talking about yesterday as well was whether or not to dunk your Oreos.
You should always dunk.
You should not always dunk your Oreos.
You should always dunk. If I had one right now and some milk, I would be dunking.
I just posted a poll at our website, hot1047.com. Please go to it and vote.
I am.
hot1047.com. To dunk or not to dunk your Oreos?
To dunk.
No.
Yes.
No. Apparently, I'm the first one to vote because it's winning 100% to 0%. But if you get a chance, go to the website, hot1047.com. Dunking Oreos is unnecessary. It's fine. It's not like it's disgusting. It's not like eating broccoli or anything.
How are you saying that it's unnecessary?
Because Oreos are perfect as they are.
I made broccoli last night.
I'm so glad I wasn't at your house. I'd have vomited on your carpet.
I know. I thought about that when I made it.
When my son Rockley vomited broccoli all over my shirt. Yeah, that was great. I was gone. I think I was playing softball or something. I don't remember where I was. And then Crystal fed him broccoli since I was out of the house because I can't stand the smell of it even.
Right.
And yeah, he barfed it all over me. And I'm like, what? Oh! And I'm like, handing her to him, and I'm taking my shirt off.
I thought that it was funny.
But Oreos do not need to be dunked. Why? Oreos are perfect already. There's no reason to screw with an Oreo. Now, you need milk. I'm not denying that. Oreos require milk to drink after you eat the Oreo, because it kind of gives you that dry mouth thing.
No, dunking is perfect. No. It's delicious. It, like, goos everything together. I don't even know how to explain it. It's just...
See, I want the sensation of gooing everything together in my mouth.
No, I don't want that because I don't like the hard part of the cookie. I like it when it's nice and moist. It's like eating.
Then make Oreo balls.
It's like eating cookies that are too hard. You know what I'm talking about? Because usually when I try to make chocolate chip cookies, that's what happens. They're too hard and they're gross and you could kill somebody with it by throwing it.
It's the other really important thing we're talking about today. Do you or do you not dunk your Oreos? I vote no. No, 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 no,
I vote yes. Yes, 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 yes.
No. It's a horrible idea.
Something is screwed up. I tried voting yes on there and it...
It got it. I got it.
It did get it?
Yeah.
Oh, it kept saying no still on there. So I don't know what happened there. But I voted yes.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at the results. It sure looks like you did.
Okay.
Just it even has your IP address.
Just making sure it was right.
So we've got news coming up in just a few. Also, music on the way from David Guetta and Kelly Clarkson. Hang on.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Morning. We're going to top out at 93. It is 68 right now. And you know how tomorrow there's supposed to be this big announcement with Apple And the iPhone 5.
Oh, that's tomorrow?
That's tomorrow, okay. Yeah.
There'll Sorry, be, I didn't have a countdown.
Yeah, nerds everywhere and Apple. I'll call them aficionados.
Okay.
/ addicts. We'll be, you know, waiting patiently to find out all about the new iPhone, allegedly. Well, according to some message board posts from China, which is where all Apple products are made.
Okay.
Just so you know. In order to, which pretty much all electronics are made in China, in order to meet demand, the government has forced some colleges to shut down and send their students to factories to put together iPhones.
What?
Because the demand is going to be so huge. The students get paid about $61 per week, working 12-hour days, 6 days a week. Remember, it's a communist country.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a communist country where they pay nothing in wages, which is why all the big companies here send their stuff to China to get made, because it's cheap.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, I'd like to tell you that there's some other phone out there that you could buy that's American-made, but there isn't that I know of.
I'm not aware.
And even if they are put together here, all the parts are made in China, so.
Wow.
Or Taiwan or somewhere else. Anyway.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Yeah. So, yeah. No, you're not going to school today. You're going to go make iPhones.
Holy
Sweet,
moly.
I love iPhones. We're going to pay you $61 for a week's worth of work.
Really?
Yes, and you have to work 12-hour days.
Can I go to civics class, please?
Internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
May your fantasy football team take your mind off your real-life job, finances, sex life, weight gain, and alcohol problem.
Yeah, speaking of fantasy football, did you know that that is what's going through women's heads?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, well, football
and
is...
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I can't believe it's already time for pro football again. Seems like only yesterday that team with the blue helmets beat that team with Tom Brady to win the World Bowl series. Football makes no sense. All that fighting and snarling and shoving over a small leather thing. Come on, guys, it's a football, not the last purse on sale at the Coach Outlet. And what's a brown? Of all the colors to cheer for, I'd never pick that. Red, maybe. Especially on the heels of a pair of Louboutin wedge sandals.
Mm-hmm.
That reminds me, I think I'll go shoe shopping this Sunday. It's either that or stay home and watch football. And why would I ever watch anything where the only two guys I want to sleep with are either already married to a supermodel or an avowed virgin? Ugh.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Yeah, football season.
That's awesome.
Oh, we've got dirt coming up in just a few. What's in the dirt?
Really?
You got it right in front of you, don't you?
I do. Prince Harry is heading to Afghanistan. I've got that story coming up in the dirt.
We are also going to draw the winner of The Voice. The five winners who won gift cards.
Yes.
We're going to draw one of those to win the iPod Touch and Beats Studio headphones. And we will call that person next. Hang on.
Hot 104. This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:41. We're going to top out at 93 today. You want to win a trip to see Fun in concert in Chicago?
Yes.
Meet them backstage? You just have to go to our website, hot1047.com, and click on Fun in Chicago right up towards the top of the page, and there you are. We've got a 9/11 tribute. I'm certainly not going to ignore the event today, but we've got a tribute coming up here in a little bit that we will play. First things first, we got to call our winner of the Voice giveaway, iPod Touch, Beats Studio headphones. It's a very cool prize. The Voice was on last night on KDLT, and it's on again tonight. Did you see any of The Voice last night?
I did not.
You did not? I saw the, I've got a clip here of the show from, the judges came out. I was playing softball, so I didn't see it. But, DVR'd it, and the judges came out, and, kind of a cool performance. Or the coaches.
Nice.
Yeah, very cool. And we got to call our winner now.
Okay.
And tell them that they won.
All right, let's
this
do that.
This is always a terrible part of the job.
Terrible.
Terrible part. How boring, regular ringtone.
Not as much fun.
Hello, Rob?
Yeah?
Hi, Rob. It's Andy.
Hey, Andy.
How's it going?
Not too bad.
Good. So, can I have this iPod Touch and Beat Studio headphones, or do you want it?
I would love it.
I want the headphones.
I want both.
Really?
Do you really want it?
Are you sure?
You sure you really
want
it?
I'm absolutely sure.
Positive?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Fine.
You can have it.
I thought because you guys didn't call yesterday, I didn't win. But
no,
oh,
we were calling today.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, I think we were supposed to call yesterday, but we thought it was today, so we're calling today anyway.
That is awesome.
Yeah, that is very cool. You have won yourself a iPod Touch from and a Beat Studio headphones from KDLT and The Voice. Of course, it's on again tonight at 7 o'clock. Had the season premiere last night. And you are the big grand prize winner, Rob. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
You are welcome.
Yay.
Yay. So,
Rob, if you ever get sick of them or whatever, want to borrow them to me.
One of the questions we've been talking about this morning, poll is up on our website, hot1047.com. Please go vote on it. Yes?
Need to do the vault.
Oh, yeah. We got to do that, too. 44 is the number today. First digit. I even wrote the digit down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 44 is the number today. Crack the vault on Friday. All right. Can men and women be friends?
Yes.
According to the poll on our website right now, 60% say yes, 40% say no. Can't be friends.
I think that they can be.
I think it's possible. I should have worded it differently.
I just think that there is, you have to be very...
I think you can be. I think it's hard, though.
There can't be any attraction.
It's got to be a certain special circumstance.
There can't be any attraction, and you have to be very open and honest about it with whoever you're dating. Like, this is my friend.
Yeah.
We are friends.
Bobby's on the phone. How are you, Bobby?
Good, you?
Pretty good.
You guys are talking about the platonic friends, right?
Yes.
Yep.
My husband used to have a friend who would always buy him gifts and would always tell him that she wants to buy him dinner and make sure he eats and basically act like his mom.
So,
yeah. I don't think the platonic friends work very well.
You don't.
See, that sounds like she wanted more.
Exactly.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
That was my thing.
And you guys were married at the time?
Yeah, and then he decided to kick me out when I was pregnant because... he couldn't be friends with her.
Okay.
Yeah, there was something else going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's true, though. I mean, that's a very good example of why it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Very good example. Thank you for the call, Bobby.
Yep.
Bye-bye. You can go vote on the poll and leave your comments as well at hot1047.com. Still 60% say that, no, you can be friends. I think it's possible. I just think it's really, really hard. 62% now.
Communication has to be completely open for it to work.
It does. We have our 9/11 tribute coming up next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 7:56. We just wanted to take a little time to remember. It was about 10 minutes ago at this time, 11 years ago, when the first plane hit the World Trade Center. Second plane hit just after 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. here. And I think everybody remembers where they were when they found out that it had happened. And it's our generation's Pearl Harbor, or even the Kennedy assassination is the event my parents remember.
Right.
And we just wanted to take one little segment to just remember it. And not that we want to send you to work on a down note, but at the same time, it deserves remembrance. It deserves being honored, and for the 3,000 people that were killed 11 years ago today. And it's the world is a completely different place than it was. I actually flew on a plane for the first time in 2001, before, in June of that year, before it happened. And comparatively, security was
very lax.
Non-existent. Yeah.
Compared to what it is now.
Compared to what it is now. Although now it has gotten a little bit on the ridiculous side, but walking around testing people's drinks. But it's the world we live in now, and it all started 11 years ago today. So, and, you know, I kind of think about, like, how do I explain this to Jackie? You know, how will I explain it to Rockley? You know, and our third child coming soon, too.
I've explained it to the girls, you know, before, and, you know, with Quincy, because it was the first time I saw what she looked like for an ultrasound.
Yeah.
So that was, it's very weird to be able to say, hey, you know, first time mommy saw you was when this terrible thing happened.
Yeah. And last year on the anniversary of Pearl Harbor, Crystal kind of explained to Jackie what happened at Pearl Harbor and why the flags were not all the way down. And I'm sure she'll have the same question tonight when I take her home from daycare. So, and I'm going to explain it to her what happened. And, you know, that's why we have policemen and firefighters and ambulance and EMTs and paramedics and soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the concept of a soldier is still kind of, it doesn't quite click with her, like what they do, but she's 4 years old, but
yeah, probably won't for a little while,
but no, it's something to be, it's not something to be ignored. I don't think with your kids, even young kids.
No, I think you should tell them.
Explain because it is one of the biggest days in our country's history. So, that's it. We are going to get back to our normal silliness coming up here in just a few. Music on the way from David Guetta and Sia. Hang on.
Whoa. Hot 104.7.com.